Hey folks, this is the Sunday episode of Left Reckoning, which comes out this time every week. To access the full episode and all the previous ones, go to patreon.com/leftreckoning. Welcome back, Left Reckoners. I'm Matt Leck. With me is David Griscom. Hello, David.
Hey, brother.
Hello. joining us now is Max Berger. Max is previously from More Perfect U.S., Justice Democrats, Elizabeth Warren, Cori Bush. Also the core founder of If Not Now, Momentum Movements. Max, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And you are also the proprietor of the Optimism of the Wheel Substack. And you recently had a piece on there that I don't know if you guys remember, like Jetsons Meet the Flintstones style crossover events, but they really were fire for me when I was young. And your more recent blog is sort of a crossover of two villains from last year, which is all of the pro-Israel money flooding elections against Democrats, and also crypto guys. And it turns out that there's a lot of crossover there. So we've talked about Sam Bankman-Fried, Jacob Silverman, so we don't need to go too deep into his sort of background with crypto. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about Sam Bankman-Fried's Democrats, because since this stuff has come out about SBF, there's been this play by Republicans to say, look at this Democrat partisan come over right here to ruin crypto. And that's not the full story. We know that by his admission, if you can trust it, he's donated to Republicans quietly in the Democrat donations were public because he thought those would help him. But I think this moment calls for, like your blog post, scrutiny of who were the Democrats he was giving money to. So I guess start there, like Sam Bankman-Fried, what sort of Democrats was he given to?
Yeah, so, you know, for reference, part of the reason I was following the story is as a former JD person, Justice Dems person, and, you know, having a lot of friends there, we were hearing anecdotally about sort of the flood of money that was going into these races. And it was very clear that, you know, in the same way that Democratic Majority for Israel, which was kind of the first of the pro-Israel groups to get super involved in the primary fights, in the same way that they were kind of specifically targeting Justice Dems races, that there were new interests who realized, like, basically the DMFI folks proved that flooding the zone with money could work. Mm-hmm. and that there wasn't a huge cost politically for doing that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they sort of demonstrated that there's a model in which interests who, you know, it would be kind of negative for a Democrat to be associated with that interest could get away with taking money from those groups and using it in a Democratic primary without that tarnishing the Democrat that they were supporting. Right.
Right.
I mean, if you think about it, like, you know, if you're a Democrat, you don't want to take money from a Trump supported billionaire. You don't want to take money necessarily from AIPAC directly. So how do you use the money that those groups have to shut down Justice Democrats style, you know, help limit the growth of the squad, make sure there are no new left yep. Democrats in Congress? And DMFI kind of innovated this strategy. And then what we saw this cycle was AIPAC directly jumping in a massive scale. And then also there kind of ends up being this shared effort and shared campaign between those kind of pro-Israel groups, the Trump supporting billionaires who are funding AIPAC directly and funding this effort directly, and SBF and a lot of his political giving and the groups that he helps fund. And to your point, Matt, like in if we look at the overall amount of spending that Sam Bankman-Fried did in the Democratic Party this cycle, it was somewhere on the order of $40 million. I think it was actually around $38 million. 75% of that, $29 million, was spent on groups that primarily gave money that was used in Democratic primaries. Mm-hmm. So he was not mostly helping Democrats defeat Republicans in general elections. Right. SBF was mostly giving money to groups that were helping defeat progressives in Democratic primaries in which there was a competitive race between an establishment candidate and the left. There is another strategy that he did, which is to try to pick off...